All right, Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network, and we welcome Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care.
Woo! Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Jack. Man, how you doing?
Great. Welcome to Boomer Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Owner, how long have you owned Omaha Car Care?
Well, we're coming up on 20 years that I've owned that business.
All right. We want to know more about that. I'm kind of curious, where'd you grow up?
Right here in Omaha.
Okay.
I grew up in the confines of Millard, Nebraska.
In the confines.
Back when Millard was Millard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, before it was just kind of all blended in with Omaha.
That's right.
Yeah, back in the day. Mom and Dad listened to a lot of music?
They did. My parents had one of those great big console stereos
that you're
familiar with. You know, it was about the size of a deep freezer.
And that was required for living in Millard, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah, it was in the contract. I saw that.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those that had the, you lift up the lid and it had the turntable there and it had the reel-to-reel tapes on the other side.
You had the deluxe version.
Yeah. It was sweet.
Yeah.
And so they had a collection of vinyl, of course, which I wish I still had today, but they don't.
Yeah,
I can't find it anywhere. But so we grew up listening to the things that they did, which was... Oh, one of them was the Ray Conniff Singers. I remember that coming all the time. And
did they stack them up? They put like, five or six there and I just would drop down on the changer. Yeah.
You bet. And then there also was the most memorable album for me that I still listen to it this day, actually, is an album by Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass.
Yes, yes.
I believe, what was the name of that album, Jack?
Well, maybe it was Taste of Honey.
Well, that
song came from it.
That's the song. But, it was like Whipped Cream and Other Delights, I think.
Well, who cares what the name of the album was? It was what was on the cover.
A woman covered in whipped cream. And I'm sure that my adolescent self was really interested in seeing that. But it's probably why it's so memorable for me. But as it turns out, I kind of like the music from that album also.
Well, the whole album. Yeah. It is good.
It's great.
Yeah. Do you still have it someplace?
I do. It's on my iPod still. In fact, I have a little cocktail mix in a playlist on my iPod. And this song right here is one of my favorites off that album.
Rick Bedker is our Boomer sit-in guest today, owner of Omaha Car Care. Here's Herb Alpert, Tijuana Brass on the Boomer Radio Network. Thank you. Taste of Honey and Herb Alpert on the Boomer Radio Network, and it's a Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker from Omaha Car Care, and today's sit-in is brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. New space, new cooks, and new friends. So what was the name of that album that came off of?
That was Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
There's a whole story behind that model, too. I don't recall what it is.
I'm too young to know that.
Yeah. So you grew up in Millard. Mom and Dad, what did Dad do?
Dad was actually the founder of our business, and he, when I was growing up, though, he drove a tool truck, like a Mack tool truck,
mm-hmm.
and he sold tools off of that truck to various auto repair places. Then he kind of said, hey, why am I doing this? I should be one of those auto repair places, and he and his partner, Gene Moberg, opened up the first House of Mufflers back in 1970.
Was that a franchise?
It was not.
Oh,
they started it.
Okay.
And I just, we functioned as House of Mufflers for many years. My friend Jeff Moberg still owns the House of Mufflers stores. And I changed the name of my stores, about 3 years ago to mm-hmm. Omaha Car Care.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been existing peacefully ever since.
Okay. So Dad started that.
Dad started it.
So this is sounding familiar, kind of like almost like the Jerry Ryan story.
Yeah.
Dan and John Ryan now have taken over from what Dad started.
Yeah. So
what did Mom do?
She, when she was working, she worked at Exarban in, you know, selling parimutuel tickets.
Oh, the racetrack. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did that for years. And then she stayed home with us because we were hard to handle. So, mm-hmm.
so us, who is us?
So I have a sister. My sister Sherry's a few years younger, and she's my favorite sister, of course, and mm-hmm. I'm the only one. But she introduced me to my wife too, so I have all kinds of reasons to like her.
Okay, well, we'll have to get into that story later. We got to yeah, keep you right. young right now.
Exactly.
Where'd you go to elementary school?
So I went to elementary school. I grew up in right around 120th and Q.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those neighborhoods that was built when Western Electric came about and was really taking off. And so I lived in a little neighborhood called Signal Hill, and I went to Norris Elementary School. And when I lived there, we lived on East Madison Street. But then when Big Bad Omaha came and annexed us, it turned into O'Hearn Street.
Uh-huh.
So I had my first 15 years of life were in that mm-hmm. little house there on O'Hearn Street. And one of my favorite things to do was, I always loved music, and I still find it hard to not listen to music at mm-hmm. anything I'm doing in my life. It's playing all day in my office. And so when I was riding my bike with the big sissy bar handlebars and the banana seat.
It was a Stingray.
Oh yeah.
Would you have the Schwinn Stingray?
It was a Schwinn green Stingray.
I was going to ask if it was green.
It had a green sparkly seat and everything.
And the green sparkly seat kind of ripped out after a while?
No.
Oh, yours stayed intact.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not hard on it, but I was one day. But
did you have the big sissy bar on the back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So one of the things I did, I had a battery-operated 8-track player. It was sweet. Yeah. And it had a big loop handle on it, and I would dangle that 8-track player from the handlebars of my bike,
mm-hmm.
and I would stick in 8-tracks and drive right around the neighborhood.
And of course, blasting, I'm sure, rattling the windows of the houses that you went by.
Speaker set up. All the kids were jealous.
So what? Go ahead.
So one of the things that I was thinking about that was which 8-track did I play the most when I was in 1976.
That's what I was going to ask.
13 years old was Boston. Uh-huh. I mean, that's an iconic album for all of us who are my age, which mm-hmm. is old. And so I would drive around on my bike listening to Boston constantly.
That's funny. You're the only guy I know of an 8-track on his bike. That's great. Something About You. It's Boston, a Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care, on the Boomer Radio Network. something about you on the Boomer Radio Network and music that makes you feel good. And it's a Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker from Omaha Car Care. And he just told the story about playing Boston 8-track. You think an 8-track in your car, maybe? No, it was on his bike, his Stingray bike with a battery-powered 8-track. There couldn't have been much volume coming out of that, though, was there?
Oh, there was plenty.
Was
it? Yeah, it had dual speakers and everything.
What kind of battery?
Big D-size batteries, you know, like 8 D-size batteries.
Yeah, so you know, you tell Dad I need another case of batteries.
I go through them like once a month. Yeah.
I bet. That is so funny. Omaha Car Care, you said it used to be House of Muffler, and then a change there about 3 years ago. So for those of you who know the heritage of Omaha, or Muffler, you've just continued on with that, actually.
Yeah, I had 3 stores that were House of Mufflers. I just changed the name, is really all it is. And it just fits a little better on what we actually do. And it's worked out really well, really well.
Okay. Coming up, I want to ask you about your first concert you went to. And if you, like so many of that generation, play the guitar. So we'll find out about that. It's our Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care. That's coming up. First, let's take a check of
Boomer traffic.
Thank you very much. And traffic is brought to you by the Roofaries, John Higgins Weather Guard. When your home or business needs a new roof, go to Omaha's fairest roofing company, the Roofaries, John Higgins Weather Guard, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. For roof, siding, gutters, or more, go to roofaries.com. Things are moving very well on the interstate system, and 480 southbound coming out of downtown. You are looking good. Had an earlier issue this morning on the way in. If you're coming in from off the Blair High Road onto 680 southbound, man, that was a mess, but everything is looking good so far. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490. It's the Boomer Radio Network.
I gotta tell you about my insurance man, Greg Vandervoorst, with the Vandervoorst Insurance Agency. Greg's been in business in Omaha for over 35 years and is a premier agency in both personal, auto, and home insurance. But also, he insured our business too. What's the benefit to you for an independent agency?
Having different options is always a benefit for the client.
Click Vandervoorst Insurance, VandervoorstInsurance.com, or call 330-7979, 330-7979.
Tune in this Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nostalgia Omaha with Johnny Ray Gomez. This week's special guest will be Roger W. Morgan from Coil Radio.
This is Roger W. Morgan. I've been Morganizing you.
We'll talk to him about his time at Coil Radio and the music that was making it happen in the Omaha metro and surrounding areas.
Hi, it's Roger W. Morgan. I'll be back on the air with Johnny Ray Gomez on Sunday, January the 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Boomer Radio.
Get to B-Dubs on Thursdays for buy one, get one free boneless wings. Or as we like to say, 100% more wings. That's right. When you buy boneless wings on Thursdays, you get the same amount of wings for $0.00. Basically, the second order is 100% off. So get here for buy one, get one free boneless wings on Boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one, get one of equal value free. Dine in at participating locations. Takeout is limited and may vary by location. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one offer per customer. Not valid with any other coupon.
The famous Meat Lovers Pizza from Pizza Hut. Loaded with over a pound of meat and cheese. Get yours for just $10 for a limited time. Only at Pizza Hut. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for deals. Some crust types cost more. Prices and participation vary. 10 per order.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life?
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
It's 422 on the Boomer Radio Network, and it is a Boomer sit-in today, brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. New space, new cooks, and new friends. Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker from Omaha Car Care. Grew up in Millard. Your dad drove a truck that serviced mechanics and decided, hey, I should be on the other side of that, and he started the House of Muffler.
That's correct.
And that has evolved into Omaha Car Care, and it's still in the family and family run. And I didn't ask, is your dad still alive?
No, he isn't, unfortunately. He passed about 7 years ago.
How about mom? Is she?
She is. She lives in Denver now, along with my sister, who also lives in Colorado. So I'm kind of the last survivor.
Well, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
Millard.
Millard High.
Yes.
That's back when they were the Millard Indians.
That is correct, Jack. That's when people, whenever I get that question, they go, oh, do you go to Millard North or Millard South? And I'm like,
no,
Millard.
Millard.
Yeah. Actually, my class was the last one before they split into North and South. My wife actually went to Millard South.
Oh.
So.
Same building, though. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Same building, but from Millard to Millard South. First concert you went to?
Yes. Wonderful concert. I don't think this concert could ever occur again. But the first concert I went to was in sixth grade.
Where'd you go to sixth grade again? Was what school?
At Norris Elementary.
Norris Elementary. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the concert I went to was a double headliner with Bachman Turner Overdrive and the OJs, which if you think about that, those two demographics don't really mix, but they did that night, and I was in attendance. And you can imagine the cultural shock for some little sixth grade kid from Millard walking into the Civic Auditorium with headbangers and R&B people all mixed together.
Wow.
And so that was a day that I will never forget. My eyes were opened very wide at that moment. I can't believe that my parents let me go, but they did.
That is surprising.
Yes.
Yeah. Who took you?
It was my uncle's girlfriend took me, and she assured my parents that I would come back alive, and sure enough, she fulfilled that promise.
Here you are with great memories of your first concert.
Yes, indeed.
At the old Civic Auditorium.
That's right.
Great story. It's the OJs and Backstabbers. It's a Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker on Boomer Radio.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Do it!
what they do. They're smiling in your face.
Smiling faces. Smiling faces sometimes.
Dance, dance. They're smiling in your face.
I don't mean no down dirty.
Dance, dance. They're smiling in your face.
Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. Might be your neighbor.
Backstabbers and the OJs on the Boomer Radio Network, and that is a song that Rick Bedker, his first concert with the OJs, and did you just say Bachman-Turner Overdrive,
yes.
BTO, together at the Civic Auditorium?
That is correct.
And there's this little kid in sixth grade from Millard headed down to the Civic Auditorium. That had to be an eye-opening experience for you. Yeah, that's a great song, too. Yeah, and the OJs. All right, I'm just kind of curious. You had mentioned that you had one sister.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in the Denver area now. And you did say that you went to Millard, the last year of Millard High School before they became Millard South.
That's
but your
right.
wife was there when mm-hmm. it was Millard South. Did you know her in high school?
Okay, so yeah, funny story about that. So my sister is 3 years younger. She's an 84 grad, and I'm an 81. She's not hearing this right now, so I'll give away her age. But I am giving my wife's age away also.
That's okay.
So, but they were best buddies in high school. And so when I was a big shot high school kid, I was, 17 years old. And these 14-year-old girls were running around. I really didn't pay attention to them a whole lot. But little Jenny Reeder was always over at our house all the time. So she was one of those pesky kids that just showed up all the time. Didn't think a whole lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went off to college. And when I was a senior in college, she showed up to Lincoln as a freshman. And I would see her on campus and wave and say hi. And then more years passed. And my sister got married back in 1988. And as it turns out, I was in the wedding. And so was little Jenny Reeder.
Little Jenny Reeder, too?
Little Jenny Reeder was
I bet she
was
wasn't
there.
Little Jenny Reeder
She
anymore.
Was not so little anymore.
No.
She had just graduated from college and was kind of figuring out what to do with her life. And I was big shot working guy, I was living downtown at the time in the Orpheum Tower. Do you remember when the Orpheum uh-huh. Tower first opened, Jack?
Yeah.
I was one of the first dorks to live in that place, and which was kind of fun, actually. And then, so as we were at that wedding, it turns out I figured out that she wasn't that little annoying, pesky girl anymore, that she was kind of cute and, had a lot of fun that weekend.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
We came back from that wedding and started dating.
Wow.
And 6 months later, I asked her to marry me.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. As I like to say, I'm still married to my first wife.
Yeah,
we'll see if she lasts, but it's been 30 years now, so we have a pretty good clip going. And
is there anybody else out there who was thinking the same thing I was thinking as he's telling this story?
What's that, Jack?
George Bailey.
George Bailey.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite movies.
He's
ever.
Got the little pesky, and she.
Mary.
Yeah,
oh.
Not
Mary. In fact, that's one of the things I do to Jenna. I go, Jenny, why do we have to have all those kids?
But that's what the story sounded like, little girl just, come on, pesky, don't anything to do. And then all of a sudden he realizes, whoa, when did you grow up?
Yes,
sir. Still envision that scene from It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. All right, instruments that you love to play. And
I grew up, going to guitar lessons.
Okay, all right.
And maybe I started out actually playing the violin like in fourth grade, I think, just because they make you do that kind of stuff when you're in school.
It's like Perlman probably wasn't too cool.
No,
back then.
And
not like Peter Frampton.
No, and I was no threat to him. So I moved on to the to the guitar.
All right. Want to hear about some? Who influenced you? Who influenced your style?
Well, boring guy that I am. My first guitar teacher was a gal in Ralston. Her name was Pam,
mm-hmm.
and she was obsessed with John Denver.
Oh.
So she would get out the John Denver songbook, and I would sit and learn how to play, Sunshine on My Shoulders and Country Road, Leaving on a Jet Plane. And that's how I learned to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've, progressed from there to the crazy music.
Okay, that's what we want to hear about next.
Yes.
Want to hear about that next. It's Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care, the owner, and our Boomer sit-in today, brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. New space, new cooks, ooh, and new friends, too. That's coming up next on the Boomer Radio Network.
Boomer Traffic.
Checking out Boomer Traffic, southbound JFK, Highway 370 and Capehart Road. Something in the road. What is it? Looks like a cooler. It's a cooler in the road, which is better than the whole refrigerator or freezer or a sofa. Northbound 84th Street, approaching L Street. You have three cars off on the left side, so beware of that. You see something in traffic, let us know. 553-1490.
Boomer weather.
Increasing clouds tonight, low around 25. Snow likely mainly after 4 o'clock tomorrow. At a high of 29, things going to get very blustery and cold. Friday night, a low of 9. Saturday, 23. Sunday, again, a slight chance of snow after 1. And a high near 32. 44, Omaha, Council Bluffs, and Blair.
Passageway Church invites you to tune in Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. right here on Boomer Radio for our broadcast with Pastor Nick Bank called The Passageway Applied. We discover weekly what God has to say to us through a passage of the Bible and invite you to respond in faith as we rely on Jesus together. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. in the Blair Central Court Gym. From children's church and nursery to youth and adults, Passageway seeks to minister to the whole family. Visit passageway.church for more info.
Hi, I'm Brenda Banks, director of the Cross Training Center. Does your business need to dispose of electronics and other equipment? Cross Electronic Recycling gives you peace of mind with secure data destruction. We accept anything with a cord, battery, or motor, from cell phones and computers to vehicles or industrial equipment. We can manage the items that you are putting out of service. We specialize in proper handling, disposal, and data destruction. That's right, your data is completely destroyed according to NAID standards, so your information is never recoverable. You'll receive a certificate of destruction for your records, and most importantly, peace of mind so you can get on to what you do best. So go to crossrecycling.com. A simple click or call will give you peace of mind and secure data destruction. Reach out today at crossrecycling.com or give us a call at 402-590-2100.
Jack Swanda for Professional Hearing Center in Omaha and Fremont. It's the season of New Year's resolutions, and if yours is to do something about you not hearing your loved ones or your coworkers or just life in general, the birds maybe, may I suggest a free hearing test for Lori Daly at Professional Hearing Center in Omaha? That's where I went for my free hearing test about a month or so ago. And I was fitted with some help. Yeah, they're called hearing aids, but nobody knows I have them in there, so you can't even see them. They're almost invisible. Now I can hear words and not just voices, and the holidays were really special for me this year, being able to hear the words of my family and grandchildren. If you or a loved one are missing out on a rich, full life because of hearing loss, don't wait any longer. Call Lori Daly, Professional Hearing Center, Omaha and Fremont. Professional Hearing CTR. .com, Professional Hearing Center in Omaha and Fremont. To hear better is to live better. It's 4:35 on the Boomer Radio Network, and it is sit-in today, and we are having a good time here with Rick Bedker from Omaha Car Care. You started to tell a story here just before we went into the break about your affection for the guitar.
Yes.
And yeah. You were taking lessons from somebody in Ralston, and they loved John Denver.
Yes.
So they thought you should play Sunshine on My Shoulder. And
yes, that was my touchstone for music when I was first starting to play was constant John Denver songs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, John Denver's fine. It was all right.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly a chick magnet playing John Denver songs, though.
Well, it depends.
Like,
it depends.
Hey, how'd you like to hear Leaving on a Jet Plane? Here we go. So I graduated up to, at the time when I was 13 years old, Peter Frampton was the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Frampton Comes Alive had just come out, yeah. And I decided at that moment in time that I was going to become Peter Frampton.
Ah.
Grew my hair out. I think I had kind of a men's shag back there when I was 13.
And what did mom and dad think of that?
You know, they were all for it. They don't know.
Oh,
you know, less cost of hair care, obviously. you know, wearing the puka shells and all leisure suits.
You had it all going.
Oh, yeah. I had it going on.
Yeah.
So, but then I rebelled and decided to become Peter Frampton.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that album came out, I got an electric guitar, which I hadn't really had before, and a small little amplifier, and I put it in my room. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the two-disc set of Frampton Comes Alive until I had worn out multiple vinyls probably on it, and learned to play about every note that Peter Frampton played on that.
Wow.
And it my mother still has nightmares about it, I think. it's just constantly Peter Frampton. But my God, I still love Peter Frampton to this day.
And this is Peter Frampton here, not actually Rick Bedker.
I could sing along if you'd like me to, Jeff.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Shadows grow so long.
Peter Frampton, Baby, I Love Your Way on the Boomer Radio Network and music that makes you feel good. It's a Boomer sit-in today. Rick Bedker from Omaha Car Care is here. Grew up in Millard. He was last class of Millard High School before they became Millard South at the time. First concert was the OJs and Bachman-Turner Overdrive at the Civic Auditorium. Guitar playing, you could play every lick from Peter Frampton. Uh-huh. And the name of the album was?
Maybe not quite as well.
Oh, not as well. Okay. No. But you could imitate it. Like.
Right.
I have to ask you, because do you still play the guitar?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Did you play in a group, or did you ever play in a group?
Oh, in college. Yeah. We used to,
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Lincoln.
Lincoln, okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And some guys in my fraternity, we created a band called the Spawning Carp. And the Spawning Carp was a little more of a thrasher punk band, which was definitely not Peter Frampton worthy, but it was mostly, you know, dancing around on stage like an idiot, banging away at the guitar like a monkey, and people liked that, though. It was fun. Mm-hmm. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. It was short-lived, but very memorable, as mm-hmm. you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Fun times.
Did you play any songs of note?
Well, we played a lot of, this gets a little bit more out of our time frame, but mm-hmm. a lot of...
Yeah, because this would have been more in the mid-80s.
Yeah, this is early 80s, right, you know, like the Romantics. Yeah. Okay. One of the big ones we played all the time. So what I like about you! You know, we're screaming and yelling that. So a lot of REM and that kind of stuff we played.
Okay. You know, the name of the band again was?
The Spawning Carp.
And for some reason, I can just see Greg Wagner from Game and Parks.
With a spawning carp on his head.
Yeah. Banging away on the drums. The spawning carp. Right. Oh, my goodness. You have Doobie Brothers' China Grove on here.
That's another one.
Another big influence?
Yeah. The Doobie Brothers were another band that is a touchstone for me as I was learning to play the guitar and songs that I actually could play.
Mm-hmm.
And China Grove, which we have coming up here, was one of the songs that I used to constantly play and drive my parents insane. Cause I just play it over and over and try to get good at it, and which unfortunately never happened, but, but it was, it's one of the greats from a band that really to this day, I would still travel to see them play somewhere.
Did you see them? They were in Omaha last
I did.
October. You did go. You went.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And this is one of the best, too.
It's
a great song.
The oddest one.
Yeah.
I don't get the lyrics, but I've tried to understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, that isn't what's
some
important.
Weird town.
That's not what's important. It's a Boomer sit-in today. Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care on the Boomer Radio Network. Music that makes you feel good. Dinah Grove and the Doobie Brothers on the Boomer Radio Network. Music that makes you feel good. Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care, brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe, 88th and Maple. New space, new cooks, and new friends. And you were talking about guitar lessons. And Frank, apparently, maybe has taken guitar lessons from some of the same people. Hey, Frank?
Actually, it's banjo lessons, but yes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, Frank and I were talking earlier, and he took from Vince Russo. Right, Frank?
Correct.
That's right. And it's funny, because I, in addition to playing the guitar, I also took banjo lessons from Vince also. So I could, at the time, play them both. I haven't picked up a banjo in 30 years, but
oh, you haven't either. Okay. Well,
I would have stuck with it, though.
What was the first song you learned on the banjo?
It was Take Me Home Country Road.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Frank, for checking in, and keep booming, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. Oh, that's really pretty. That's quite funny.
That's too much.
All right. So you married Jenny Reeder, the little pesky teenage girl when you were growing up, and she blossomed, and then she got your attention.
That's correct.
And you guys have been married for 30 years.
Yes, we just had our 30th anniversary.
Did you do anything special? That's a momentous one, 30?
Huh. We have not. Our life is this kind of crazy disarray right now, but we're trying to sell our house and building a new one, and we're doing all this crazy stuff right now, and so we haven't taken the time yet to have a special 30th anniversary trip.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know,
yeah, we'll get to that.
Sometimes it's the process to get there. That's what's important.
Yes.
You know,
we're just glad to survive it.
Yeah, that's right. And children.
Yes. I have three daughters. Mm-hmm. You know, they're, one of them is in Salt Lake, my oldest, who is getting married this summer. And then I have a 24-year-old who lives here in Omaha, and a 19-year-old who is going to school at KU right now.
Mm. So, ka-ching.
Yeah. Yeah. Last one. Yeah. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Three daughters. And did they all do high school here?
Yeah. They're all Marion girls.
Okay.
All went to Marion High.
Mm-hmm.
And they all went to St. Margaret Mary Elementary.
All right. We are, we're down to probably the last song, maybe the last couple of songs here. So tease us on the Chicago song here.
Well, another great band that, you know, that I grew up with and really appreciated. And in fact, when I was young, for Christmas, one of the biggest things that I ever wished for was the Chicago 7 album. And I told my parents, please, I just want the Chicago 7 album.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to under the Christmas tree and look at all the gifts, and I didn't see anything that looked like an album wrapped up. Very disappointing.
Uh-huh.
And then a magical Christmas morning came, and I opened up what I thought was a shirt box, you know, and inside of it was taped the Chicago 7 double album.
They tricked me,
yes. Which isn't hard to do, frankly.
All right, so we're going to hear one of those songs.
Yeah, so I picked out one that I think is, it's one of the more beautiful Chicago songs, but such a great album and such a great band back in the day.
That's coming up next on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer sit in today with Rick Bedker from Omaha Car Care.
Boomer traffic.
All right. Things still moving along pretty good. 84th and Park Drive in Ralston. That is an injury accident, and disabled vehicle 42nd and J. That is the latest. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
Hi, this is Candace of Open Door Mission. Every day we've been blessed because of friends like you, right here, right now, making a difference. We love when children help children. Thank you to 7th grader Josie, who organized a drive at her middle school. Avery and JC each decided for their 9th birthday that they would collect urgent needs for the Open Door Mission instead of receiving presents for their friends and family. We're so touched by their giving hearts. You can make an impact in 2020. We have many ways to do that. We'd love to come speak at your business, church, school, or group. You can organize a drive in 2020 to collect some of the most urgent needs. We'd love to have you volunteer on our campus. You can join us for Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service on Monday, January 20th. Sign up to volunteer a 2-hour shift that day. For more information, visit opendoormission.org. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. This has been Open Door Mission's blessings today. What are yours?
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
The famous Meat Lovers Pizza from Pizza Hut. Loaded with over a pound of meat and cheese. Get yours for just $10 for a limited time. Only at Pizza Hut. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for deals. Some crust types cost more. Prices and participation vary. 10 per order.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's 4:53. It's the drive home on the Boomer Radio Network, and a Boomer sit-in today with Rick Bedker from Omaha Car Care, the owner of Omaha Car Care. Some great stories today. Wow. I love what you were just talking about, the Chicago album, Chicago 7.
Yes. Great album.
Your folks hid that under the tree. You had no idea it was there. What favorite song from that album? What is it?
Well, one of my favorites is Call on Me.
Oh, yes. You could play that on the guitar?
I don't think I ever learned that one.
No?
It's probably too hard for me.
The horn section is always good, too, isn't it?
I never could play the horns either. So.
No. That's why you played the guitar. Call on Me in Chicago and music that makes you feel good. Boomer sitting today with Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care, on the Boomer Radio Network. from Chicago 7, Call On Me, and one of the favorite songs of Rick Bedker from that album that he received, which at Christmas time, and it was disguised as a shirt or something under the tree. Correct, yes. Mom and Dad really had you fooled there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but what a great album. And it sounds like you used to have a lot of vinyl at one time. Do you have any vinyl anymore?
Yeah, I have a couple boxes still. Okay. And my daughter has one of those, it looks like a close and play, but it looks like a little briefcase. Mm-hmm. Turntable. And she's kind of gotten into it now.
Oh, cool.
So she's digging through my records now.
Yeah. I've got a nephew doing the same thing with my stuff.
Yeah.
Your first car. We didn't ask about your first car. Oh, your Omaha car care. I mean, you're all about cars.
Yeah, come on,
Jack. I bet you had some really cool stuff growing up with cars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, the first car that I ever had was a 76 Monte Carlo, which I bought from my uncle. And he... turns out about probably a little too fast for me because in the first couple months I put it in a ditch. So my parents said, you know what, you're not going to drive that car anymore.
No.
So then I got some little tiny boring back in 1980 Mustang, which sounds cool, but it looked more like a Chevy Monza than anything.
Not 1980. No.
But one of the things I used to have to do as a kid was run parts back and forth between all the shops, the house muffler stores.
Ah.
And I drove this really cool Chevy Love pickup that was a stick shift.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to drive it at first. And so when the time came to run parts, all the people in the shop were arguing about who's going to have to go run this shop, who's going to have to go take this muffler over to Center Street, you know. And as they were arguing, I just climbed into the Chevy Love and started driving it. And I had no idea how to drive a stick. But I kind of taught myself in that little 10-minute drive how to drive one.
Chevy Love. So you consider that your first car of...
Yeah, that's the one I drove the most, for sure.
Okay, all right. What was blasting out of the speakers?
You know, it was Coil. Remember?
Oh, really?
That's back when Coil was... Yeah. You know, that was the only station to listen to.
Yeah.
Back before FM was big.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So one of the songs that I remember back... And one of the greatest albums of all time, of course, is
Fleetwood Mac. Oh, very good. You know what? Hold on here a second. We can't do that. We got to do this right. All right. We got to say goodbye. We can't just leave it just hanging there. So,
okay.
All right. Yeah.
I droned on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. We'll restart it here. Rick Bedker, Omaha Car Care, our Boomer sit-in today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Jack. Yeah. It's been a great time. Thanks for having me on.
Great stories. And as we like to say, keep booming, my friend.